WGN. Good morning, 7:42. Are you going into work today? I have an uh-oh for you. Working in an office instead of going remote can double your chances of getting the coronavirus, according to a new report from the CDC. Researchers interviewed around 300 people who took a COVID-19 test recently. They found workers who tested positive were almost twice as likely to report regular commuting to work compared with the employees who tested negative. So the message is, don't let your guard down. If you do have to go to an office, wear masks, space out 6 feet apart, and watch out for those break rooms and bathrooms. Higher risks there. And there's a list now of the 8 dirtiest places in the office, and they're not the ones you'd expect. You ready for this? First one, the copier machine start button. One study found that one of the most germ-ridden spots is the photocopier. The start button had more than a billion colony-forming units per square inch of the virus. By comparison, now 1.2 billion, the average toilet seat has 3,200.
What?
Wow, so it's worse than the toilet?
Yep. Same study found that the office coffee pot handle had more than 100,000 of those, they call them CFUs, colony-forming units per square inch, 99% of which were a type of bacteria that can be resistant to antibiotics. Plus, coffee pot handles appear to be somewhat of a beacon. University of Arizona microbiologist Charles Gerba reportedly put viruses on doorknobs to see how fast they traveled and found that the first place they popped up was on coffee pot handles. Elevator buttons. Now, we've all thought of this, right? Yeah. We're using our knuckles for that, right? A few years ago, one hospital swabbed 120 elevator buttons at 3 hospitals over the course of 10 days and found that 61% of the swabs showed microbiological growth. The researchers were surprised by the frequency of bacterial colonization on the elevator buttons, but were also struck by how easily it could be avoided. The authors of the study report that if a hospital can't keep its elevators clean, our offices are toast. And desktops, yep, keyboard and mouse, dirty, right? You assume that, but what about the desk itself? More research by that same Dr. Gerber found that the area by our keyboards that we rest our hands contains up to 10 million instances of bacteria. They looked at desk hygiene by profession and found that the most germ-ridden desks belong to accountants, and the least germy desks belong to lawyers. Well, that's because the lawyers are never there. How about pens? One study found 14% of pens tested positive for various virus, and the kitchen sink is a problem, too. The dirtiest place in the office, the kitchen faucet. One study found that 75% of break room sink faucet handles had a very high count of bacteria. And let's see. It's not just the tap. When one wellness blog researched this, a microbiologist found that the metal drains of the kitchen sink had very high virus counts. And they say that high number is not uncommon for the location. Kitchen sink, often the dirtiest part of a shared office. That study found 21% of vending machine buttons had a high virus count. Are you ready to go back home?
We don't have a vending machine, so that's good.
You know, this, every morning when I come and sit down, I wipe the place down. I still do that. I've been doing that every day I come in. I wipe everything down, and I'm so glad I am doing that.
What about your coffee mug? One University of Arizona microbiologist did a study and found up to 20% of supposedly clean office mugs had traces of coliform bacteria. And once the cups were wiped with a communal dishcloth or sponge, the number jumped to 100%. After being wiped, 20% of the mugs also tested positive for E. coli.
I'm rocking slowly back and forth in my chair.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Yeah,
I'm
leaving. See you, Bob. I'm leaving. So put on the put on some old tapes here, some Wally Phillips shows. If your office has a dishwasher, This one's a bit of a moot point, but it's still important to keep in mind that those washcloths and sponges should be avoided at all costs. Oh, and that microbiologist that we talked about also found a high bacteria count on the doors to the cabinet that holds the office mugs. Nothing is safe.
Nothing about microwaves?
No.
Because I use the microwave here.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, when you touch that thing that opens the door, watch it. Use your knuckle for that, too. We're wearing out our knuckles.
Hopefully the radiation inside is killing everything else.
You would hope.
We would hope, right?